Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Satellites gone up to the sky. Things like that drive me out of my mind.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Still to come, the Brooklyn Kavali Party brings their high-energy mix of Pakistani devotional music into our studio. We spent the first part of the program basically asking if Hawaiian musicians can't just all get along. Well, after years of duking it out, Sirius and XM, the nation's two satellite radio providers, want to get along. Their proposed $13 billion merger would combine their separate slates of shock jocks, talk show hosts, and targeted music programming. But the deal must be approved by each company's shareholders and by antitrust officials. And a more important question is even harder to answer. How will consumers respond to these proposed changes? Here to help explain the implications is Frank Ahrens, a media and entertainment industry reporter for The Washington Post. Frank is also a subscriber to XM. Frank, do you expect the programming package for subscribers like yourself to change right away?
Hi, John. How are you?
Well,
I would say that no, not right away. This is, as you said in the run-up, this is a merger that needs to be approved by federal regulators, specifically the Federal Communications Commission, which grants the licenses to these two companies, broadcast licenses, and also, in this case, I think more importantly, the Department of Justice, who will examine this merger for potential antitrust violations.
Right.
You're taking the only two satellite radio companies and attempting to merge them into one. That process, to answer your question, could take anywhere from 10, 12, 14, 15 months.
Wow. Now, in the short term, though, you seem concerned that XM will be weakened if the deal is approved. Why?
Well, I'm coming at it from an XM subscriber. XM launched in September of 2001. I signed up in December of 2001. I've since spent a fairly significant time with Sirius as well for some stories that I've done. And I picked, I mean, this is a truly parochial view. I subscribe and I pay for XM because it has what I want. And what I want is every Major League Baseball game and the music that I want, the music that I cannot get over the air from over the air radio here in Washington, D.C., or easily. I mean, I could get it from just about any place I want it on the Internet, but I want it easily, and I want it mobile. I want it in my car. And the music that XM has, the music choice, the taste, the DJs, all those things really suit me on XM. And if this merger happens, and A, it doesn't cost me any more money, and B, I don't lose what I want, then that's fine. But the point is, a lot of people feel the same way. People pick one of the two for those reasons.
Right, and so a lot of Sirius subscribers might be feeling, well, gee, I don't really care for all that baseball stuff, but I lose my soccer, and I'm going to be, on the next boat back to England or whatever. But the other thing is, both XM and Sirius offer exclusives. You talked about, being able to get music that you can't hear, quickly on the radio. Sometimes, as in the case of Bob Dylan's Modern Times, you get to hear it first on whatever satellite radio station the musician happens to be associated with. And in Bob Dylan's case, it was, of course, XM.
I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. I don't care where you go or how long you stay. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna work for me anymore.
We're talking to Frank Ahrens of The Washington Post about the proposed merger of XM and Sirius, the two satellite radio providers. Satellite, made its reputation, Frank, because they say they offer hundreds of programming choices. What about the potential for duplication? I mean, if you like Opie and Anthony or you like Howard Stern, do you really need both of them, or are they kind of similar to most people's tastes?
If I may, I'll read you a very short comment that was left on a blog that we have a blog here at the Post, and I blogged about the merger yesterday, saying I was a little worried about this, and somebody wrote a comment and said, said, I chose Sirius because the content that was provided over XM. I subscribed before Howard Stern, but was happy when he was added. I am hoping the merger does not change my subscription in any way that would involve losing channels I love. I don't want to see tier programming. That's why I chose Sirius. Everything was included in the monthly fee. That's one of the things that this merger talks about, is that the two companies say, well, we'll give you more choice. We will offer some a la carte or tier programming. You may not have to pay for things you don't want. So if these two come together, and maybe there is Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony on the same service, maybe you only have to pay for one, but the one that you want. But not everyone's buying that argument.
Mm. Now, there is a precedent for this. EchoStar and DirecTV, the merger was blocked by the Federal Communications Commission for, you know, monopoly concerns. Sirius and XM are arguing that it doesn't really apply to them because it's not just satellite radio. They're talking about the wider music media marketplace, iPods, terrestrial radio, HD radio, all the rest of it. What do you think of that argument?
I think that is the one argument that they have to make, that if you look at this merger attempt on precedent, if you look at the EchoStar DirecTV attempt from 3 or 4 years ago, they said, the two companies said, we have to merge to have some sort of competition to what they called the monopoly of cable, the Time Warners and Comcast and Coxes of the world, that we will, much like this merger is saying, we will increase service to our customers. It'll be good for the consumer, more channels, more technology, those sorts of things. The FCC said, well, we just did a study and showed it would raise the price. And the DOJ, Department of Justice, said, uh-uh, it's a slam dunk, two for one, two companies into one, no way. Now, XM and Sirius are saying the conditions in the marketplace have changed so much so that the consumer, any hurt the consumer may feel by losing the ability to choose between one of two satellite companies will be more than offset by the variety of channels and programming and perhaps new technologies we can provide as one company. That's the argument they will make. It is going to be vigorously opposed by the land-based broadcasters, the AM and FM stations, mm-hmm. trade groups, the National Association of Broadcasters.
Well, is this, Frank, a potential case of being careful what you wish for? I mean, if this merger doesn't go through, doesn't it leave both XM and Sirius in pretty deep waters with you know, holes springing in the boat, and you know, you may lose your XM entirely.
Maybe the analogy would be oxygen leaking from the satellite, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
To go back to the two TV examples, DirecTV and EchoStar, they both said, boy, if we don't get this merger, we just might go out of business, both of us, and then where will the consumer be? Well, 4 years later, both companies are still very vital. EchoStar stock is more than double what it was when they tried to merge, and DirecTV is rolling out something like 100 high-definition channels this year. Mm. So that argument proved not to be the case. However, neither of those two companies was burdened with the enormous losses and debt that both XM and Sirius have had. At one point in the past couple of years, both companies were losing, listen to this, $250 million per quarter.
Well, there's something obviously has to give. Whether it's going to be the proposed merger of Sirius and XM is something that we'll have to keep an eye on. We've been speaking with Frank Ahrens, a media and entertainment industry reporter for The Washington Post. Frank's blog can be found. There's a link on the soundcheck page of our website, WNYC.org. Frank, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Still to come, the Brooklyn Cavalli Party makes music inspired by Pakistani singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. They'll play live in our studio, a very crowded studio, next on Soundcheck.